What's up, y'all? This Rare Breed. To all my diehard listeners, hit that like button. You know I don't make lame videos. Before we get into it, did you know you only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you gotta do is join the Rare Breed regime for $5 a month via Patreon. Also, hit the subscribe button and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now, so follow me on MGTOW.TV, BitChute, Reddit, or Discord. Now this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and this channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care what it is, just make sure you keep it clean and speaking code, because you know how the tube get. Last thing you could do is watch this video to the end, or at least halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm. And this is a Rare Breed double feature. Let's get into it.
Hi, you guys. Welcome back to my channel. It's your girl, codenamed Chanel, and I'm back. But clearly, I'm back with something that's too. New to my channel, welcome. This is the Finesse Family, where I talk about everything finesse, everything sugaring, leveling up, everything manifesting, everything getting the bag, everything about getting some money. Okay,
already your editing is really obnoxious and you sound like you're really goofy. I'll just say goofy. I won't say dumb, I'll just say, you know, silly.
No, I'm just playing. But if you're turning subscriber, then you already know it's all love. It's 100K and we're up and we're stuck. You know what I'm saying? Video is going to be how to become a trick magnet. What is a trick magnet? Usually, you kind of know what a trick magnet is. It's the girl that kind of always gets the guys to spend money on her. Doesn't really even have to try. Don't even really have to ask. Even though I love to ask. I love to ask. I'm not scared to ask, okay? Mm-hmm. Closed mouths don't get fed and weak hustles don't get bread. Okay, but no, let me stop. The trick magnet is the
thing is, she's acting like it takes a Harvard degree for an attractive woman, and I'm not saying she's attractive, but I'm just saying, generally speaking, she's acting like it takes a Harvard degree for an attractive woman to get a man to give her something or give her money. All she gotta do is throw some makeup on, straighten her hair, and put on a tight outfit, go to a bar, or post a pic on the internet. There's no deep thought that goes into it. You don't got to take a course. You don't got to read a book. It's really simple, actually.
The trick magnet is the girl like that you see, like, and the guys be under the post, like, oh, get your Cash App. Let me buy you the Jimmy Choo. All right, I just Cash App you $200. Or a girl, all right, check this out, because I always see things on Twitter. I always see somebody always send me something on Twitter where the girl's like, oh, I wish I had this Fendi purse. And then all of a sudden, she got all these different guys talking about, oh, here, $500. Oh, here's $2,000. Like, you know, it's like those girls are trick magnets. They always attract men who spend money. And I just happen to be one.
Oh, my goodness. What does that say about those guys? Do guys really think that Cash App and a chick $200 or buying her a purse is going to get them between her legs? Do guys not realize that 20 other guys are doing the same thing? You actually would probably have a better chance getting her by doing the opposite. By being like, bitch, I ain't giving you no money. Is you crazy? Sending her that probably would make you stand out more and make her curious about you.
I think that I am. It's definitely become way easier since I started my YouTube channel, because now I'm on a huge platform where the tricks, you know, they get tricking. They do start tricking and I love to see it. So I am going to give you guys some super duper, like, it's the lint flying around for me. Sorry, you guys. One of my, like, so something that this is just, it's like for everyday life, going out and about, make sure you're looking good, honey child. Make sure you're looking good. Now, I know that's a basic tip, like, duh, Chanel, I'm gonna be looking good. But are you? Because this is like 24/7. I'm talking about at the gas station, at the grocery stores. Just always dress like you're gonna see your worst enemy. I actually got that from Kimora Lee Simmons back in the day. But you know, some days we do have our off days. But if it's hard for people to see your off days and they consistently see you looking good, especially on your, you know, your little.
I mean, if you're getting so much money, pay for a better editor. I mean, this is just terrible. I mean, if you spent more time on your video quality and less time on makeup and hair and fake nails and trying to look like somebody you're not, your videos would be a lot better. I'm trying to help you out.
On social media, you guys, do not be on social media begging. Do not be reposting stuff that, like, contests where you win money and tagging people in that. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. to attract men who spend money, you just have to not be a beggar. We've been there, we've done that. Now we're past that. We're not gonna beg. We're not gonna be on social media nagging. Also,
okay, so she admits she was a broke loser who would just beg people for money. But now she's claiming that she's leveled up by doing what? Putting more makeup on? What? Tell me about the level up.
That's on to the next thing. Complaining about guys. Complaining about the poor. Complaining about the poor. Every once in a while, joke here and there. But it's consistently complaining about baby daddy, baby sisters, baby lions, baby sharks. Stop it. Stop on your Instagram story with the negativity. I'm telling you, positivity, you attract positive. When I'm in the mood for finessing, I do tend to post things. Nice little quotes, positive uplifting quotes. Nothing that's pick me. Because I don't consider, like, a pick me is the type of woman, like, I'm not like those girls. I'm the type of girl that can provide for myself. And me, I'm more so like, pick up some money before you pick up me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel. So when I'm posting on my story, I try to always make it like something funny that guys will laugh at.
But guys see through that. Guys don't see a woman who posts something like, oh, pick up some money, don't pick up me. Guys know that that's a gold digger. She isn't bright enough to see that that's not coming across positive either. Like, they can't help it. They really can't help it.
It's desperation. I like to live life as if it's all about me. You know what I'm saying? I like to live life that where...
Oh, yeah, we picked up on that. But here's the thing that she don't realize. What about when you don't look like this anymore? Well, you already don't look like this with all that makeup and fake hair and fake, you know, everything. But what about when you don't look like this anymore and the money run out? And what about when you can't get a man to stay with you and actually be there for you and have a real relationship with you? What about when the hot girl summer is over and you old and washed up and just sitting around getting drunk and high with all your other old washed up girlfriends and you miserable and you can't keep a man? What about that?